Welcome to The Thriving Marriage, the podcast for those who want to get their spouse back in love with them and truly thrive.
You'll learn why 95% of people don't save their marriage and the secret method no one else is talking about that will change everything for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Let's turn tragedy to triumph.
Here are your hosts, international marriage experts, Mark Johnston and Heather Choate.
All right. Welcome, Thrivers, here to The Thriving Marriage. I am super excited to be with you here live in our Thriving Marriage Facebook group. I'm super excited. We've been doing this podcast for a while now, but I love doing it live with you guys. So my name is Heather Choate. I'm super excited and grateful to have you guys here. Leave a comment as you're watching live. Let me know that you can hear me okay. And if you want your spouse to stop the divorce process, comment me. I will give you a special bonus training for every single person who comments me right off the bat. So today we're going to talk about how to have your spouse hit the pause button on divorce in 2 weeks or less. Are you all excited about this? I am super excited and jazzed to share it with you guys. I'm going to watch your comments. I'm going to answer your questions and it's going to be super, super fun. All right. So before we dive into how to get your spouse to hit that pause button, I'm going to share a client win of the week. All right. Win and hope. Last week, my husband talked with my coach. He was very uncomfortable about my follow-up with the coach. When I tried to discuss with him, he got defensive and was looking to argue. So I decided to hold off when we were both in the right place for a healthy talk. Later that day, he called and suggested a quick family trip over the weekend. It was great. You would never have known we have divorce papers hanging out there. Last night when we got home and shared memories, I told him he could hold me if he wanted. He joked that I gave a choice and said he wanted to. All right. Either way, I will take these memories. And this is a really great sign that they're moving towards this first step of marriage reconciliation. All right. Welcome, Janice. I can see you joining me. Thanks. I will absolutely get you that training. You betcha. All right. So question for you guys. What do you think you need to do to have your spouse stop the divorce and hit the pause button? Put your comments over in the live stream right now as you're watching and let me know, what do you think you need to do to have your spouse stop the divorce, stop the affair, stop pulling away more, and hit what we call this pause button? All right. I'd love to hear what you think you need to do. Okay. And then I'll share with you guys if you're on the right track or if we need to tweak things a little bit. Okay. Now you guys know that we've been helping tens of thousands of couples now to save their marriage from divorce. And we have distilled our most powerful methods into our 4-step process. All right. And we are going to be talking about step number one today, which is having your spouse hit that pause button. This is where they stop pulling away more from you and they stop talking about divorce and stop talking about leaving. Step two is where they start to take some steps towards you. They actually want to spend more time with you and they are attracted to you again. They're the one actually chasing after you. Step number three is where we deepen this into some really in-depth kind of connection between you two. And this is where they feel safe and close to you. And they often invent excuses just to be around you. They want to be with you. They want to work on things. You want to work through any kind of past trauma. You want to see each other with fresh eyes. And then we go to step four, which is commitment. And here is where all past issues have been resolved and healed to the point where they want to give you their heart fully again. All right. Those are our 4 steps. Now I have another question for you here that I would love to hear your answers over in the comments here. Let me see if I can launch a question. Well, I don't really know how. All right, here we go. Open card. I'm figuring it out. All right. What do you guys think people most likely want? What do most people want? Do they want commitment or do they want the pause button first when their spouse wants out? So let me know what you guys think. Do most people want the pause button, or do they want commitment right off the bat when their spouse is pulling away? I can see some of you guys joining me live. So awesome. Thanks for joining me, and let me know what you guys think here. Okay. I'm watching the comments. I'm going to close that card. Awesome. Yes, I can see some answers coming in. Okay. That's right. Most people want commitment, right? They want their spouse to commit to coming back to them. They want this deeper level of connection. And I get it, right? Like when your spouse is pulling away, it freaks you out, right? And you want to feel secure again, because it feels very insecure when your spouse is pulling away. Agreed? And so what we want to do, though, is recognize that that is the last step of this process. The most important thing is not to push for commitment too soon. And I'll explain why here in a minute. All right. So let's talk about what the pause button actually is. So the pause button is when your spouse, your husband or your wife, stops pulling away from you more, and they stop talking about divorce or another person or separation. Okay. Now I want you to note something. They are not committed yet. They are not decided yet. So what's really going on here is that they are considering the possibility of staying and being happy with you. Okay. They are not decided. They are not committed. And we cannot push for that right now because it will backfire. And I'll explain why again in a little while. So how do you know if your spouse has hit the pause button? Here's a couple signs that we look for. Number one, they are no longer actively pulling away more. Two, they stop going forward with divorce, separation. And three, they stop talking about leaving. All right. Those are some signs that your spouse has hit the pause button. So I'd love to know, leave a comment here. Let me know in the comments, do you feel like your spouse has hit the pause button yet? And if not, we will talk about it. All right. So let me know in the comments as you guys are watching me live. And if you're watching the replay or listening to this, let me know, do you feel like your spouse has hit the pause button already? Okay. I'm seeing no. Oftentimes that is very common, right? Most of you guys are saying no, has not hit the pause button. Okay. And that is totally okay. Yes, I think they have a bit of going back and forth. That back and forth is what we call the teeter-totter effect. And that happens in step two. So if they're going back and forth, then yeah, they kind of have hit this pause button, but now you're moving more into step two. So if your spouse has not hit the pause button yet, if they are still pulling away from you more, if they are still talking about divorce, if they're saying, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, if they are still having this affair, then it simply means that you have missed something along the way. All right. And I want you to give yourself some grace, because most people miss this too. Most people do. And there's a biological reason why this happens. And I'll share that with you guys in a little bit. And most people miss this, which is why they don't save their marriage from divorce. All right. You guys are really smart. As I share this with you guys in here in a little bit, you will pick up on this and you will see, yeah, that is what's happening. And yeah, that is why so many people are ending up in divorce. But the good news is that you can learn how to hit this pause button with our proven process. All right. So one of the biggest mistakes that most people make at this stage is pushing for their spouse's full commitment too soon, and overall putting too much pressure on the relationship. We often teach you guys, and in fact, in the podcast and here in the Thriving Marriage Facebook group, I have talked to you about what we call our push versus pull method. If you heard of it, like leave a comment, say, yeah, I've heard of it. I hear you. All right. So the common mistakes that most people make is what we call push. And I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, I have made all of these, all of them. I have made them all. As you guys may know, I have been married for almost 17 years with my husband, Ben, and we have seen our share of marriage struggles. And in my marriage, the dynamic is like this, where he tends to be the one that pulls away and withdraws and stonewalls and does the silent treatment stuff and the past. And I was the one that tended to pursue and try to resolve things and push for working on things and made all of these mistakes. All right. So I'm going to go through these and I really encourage you to tune in because the first step to change is awareness. And so saying, okay, I am doing that. Now I can see that that's why I am where I am. That's why my marriage is where it is, right? We can make that correlation that I am doing that. No wonder why they're still pulling away, or no wonder why all my efforts keep backfiring, even if it's unintentional, even if it's subconscious, okay? So I'm going to go through this list and let me know which one of these you feel like you might be doing. All right. They're super common. In fact, everyone I've talked to about their marriage has done at least one of these at one time in their marriage. Okay. So one, the first one is demanding that your spouse work on the marriage, or demanding that they change, demanding that they do something. That could be, I demand that you end the affair and leave your affair partner, right? You need to go to counseling. You need to work on this with me. You need to make these changes. You need to honor your vows, right? You need to do this for the kids, right? You need to change in some way for us to be okay. And you need to change in some way so that I can be okay. All right. So how many of us have made these kind of demands on our spouse? Okay. Again, super common. Let me know in the comments. I can see Seth joining me, Bethany joining me. Awesome. Welcome. So let me know in the comment which of these you think you may have done. What about the second one, which is manipulation? Now, we all tend to manipulate when we are in what we call the drama triangle. I'm not going to go super deep into that, but when we are not getting our own needs met, we tend to scramble and try to get them met in these unhealthy ways. And that often comes in the form of manipulation. Now, manipulating them could be from the persecutor standpoint of like, you need to do this. You need to change, right? Going back to the demands, or I'm going to take the kids from you if you do this. I'm going to wreck your credit. I'm going to ruin your finances. And we make these kind of like threats. Like if you go out with that person, then I'm going to do whatever I want with whoever I want. Right. And so we do these things to try to get them back. Right. Sometimes it's a little more subtle. Sometimes it's, oh, poor me. I'm such a victim. Please, you got to save me, right? And we act the role of the victim to manipulate our spouse to do something for us. And we use our emotions and our, you know, the role that we're playing to get them to play a role as well. And sometimes we go into heroing, right? And we try to rescue everything to try to manipulate the situation so that we can feel good and secure and safe again. And sometimes this manipulation, again, can look really subtle. Sometimes it could be pretending to have someone of the opposite sex interested in you. And you're like pretending to talk to them or chat to them on the phone. Like we do these things, right? Like I have done this. It's not a pretty picture, right? But I have done these things. I'm being completely vulnerable with you, right? And so we do some of these manipulative type of efforts to make them want to come back, to get them jealous, to make them see what they're missing, right? All of these kind of manipulative efforts. That's the second type. The third type is begging, pleading, acting out of desperation. This sounds like, please don't go. Please give me another chance. Please, 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 please. I'm begging you. I will do anything. I will change. I will work on myself. I will do this. I will do that, right? We just come from this state of absolute desperation, begging and pleading. This is a very common one. In fact, this is often the most common one I see as I work with you guys. And then the last one is freezing. Freezing and doing nothing out of fear. Sometimes we get so afraid that, and we don't know what to do, and we're afraid of doing the wrong thing. And so we end up doing nothing. out of fear. And we just are in this frozen state. And what happens is our spouse moves further and further away from us because we aren't proactively solving the situation. All right. And so you may have done one of these, or even all of these, or a combination of any of them, right? This demanding, manipulating, begging, pleading, or freezing. What happens when we're in any of these behaviors is that they will only push your spouse further away. You guys are also really smart, and I want you to tune in here and think about what is the underlying emotion or motive here when we are in this state. Is it one that is really centered on our spouse and our spouse's needs and working together to solve those things? Or is it really centered on self? What do you guys think? Yeah, I'm looking over at the comments. Absolutely. Yes, it's centered on self. It is about protecting self. And I do not want you to condemn yourself for that instinct, because it is natural. And it is a biological instinct that often prevents a marriage from being saved. I'll go deeper into that here in a little bit. So know that it's very natural, but it is not the only option. And if it's not giving a good result, then maybe we need to do something different, right? When you start to do different things, you get different results. So my friends, if you are not happy with the results in your marriage right now, then it's time to start to do some new things. And the beautiful part is that you can learn how to do them. Anyone can. I have seen anyone and everyone across the board, right? All kinds of intellectual levels, all kinds of emotional intellect levels, all kinds of background, races, genders, does not matter. These things are learned by anyone and everyone. So if I can do it and all of our clients can do it, you can too. It's just simply a matter of knowing what they are and having guidance along the way to know that you're doing it correctly. That's it. And the most important thing that you can do is bring your own level of commitment, of deciding where you want to go, saying, this is what I want my marriage to be like. This is the result that I want to see. Okay. And then committing to get there. And when you make that kind of level of commitment to yourself and to your future, then the way will show up. And we have found the way. All right. So we know it doesn't work, this push method, right? Demanding, manipulating, begging, and freezing does not work. It just does not. It will only push your spouse further away. I promise you. So what we want to do instead, and what we help our clients do, is pull their spouse to them like a magnet so that you just naturally are drawn back together. Right now, you guys are like the magnet that's like faced the wrong way. And you've got all that tension. You're like trying to force it to come back together. And it just keeps repelling, right? It doesn't work. And so what we help you do is flip the magnet so that you guys are facing the right direction and you just naturally draw back together. You just naturally sync up. And in this way, it feels really, what's the word? It feels very, I just keep using the word natural. What's a synonym? But it feels right. It feels like it's just coming together and all the pieces fall together exactly as they're meant to. Similar to when you were first falling in love, right? You guys remember that time when it felt so, I'm not going to say effortless, but almost effortless, right? It felt like things just naturally worked for you. And that's what we're talking about here with our pull method. Now, this pull method is what it takes to get your spouse to hit the pause button and to have them hit that pause button in the next 1 to 2 weeks. That's what we've seen. It takes a very short amount of time for them to no longer be pulling away, no longer pushing for divorce, and no longer moving closer towards another person, right? So they stop that effort to pull away more and they consider being with you. So in the pull method, there are 4 important things that we're going to do. The first thing is we're going to look at what patterns you and your spouse are currently in. Okay. Because you are in a pattern, right? There's a certain way that you guys have been doing life and your relationship, and it's probably less than happy. It's probably less than functional and less than healthy, right? And that's okay. Okay. Because you are where you are. But you have been in this pattern, a way of talking to each other, a way of handling challenges or handling trust issues that you have been in. And you may have been in this pattern for weeks, months, years, sometimes even decades, right? We are all in these patterns. And so to get your spouse's attention so that they consider the possibility of pausing and the possibility of being, you know, with you again, we want to interrupt some of those patterns. Now, these patterns are going to be totally custom to you, right? They are going to be completely your own thing, like your thumbprint, like your marriage is so unique because you are unique and your partner is unique. There are some commonalities that go across the board, but above all, it's really important that you have someone that looks at your marriage and can identify what these patterns are for you guys, and then how we can interrupt this pattern and start to do things in a new way. So when we do things in a new way, we're going to get some new results, right? Awesome. So as you interrupt this pattern, I'll just give an example. This is an example, okay? I'm trying to be more careful with my examples. This is an example. Say you have a pattern that when your spouse talks to you about something, you just tend to get really defensive and you tend to, you know, despite your best efforts to be calm and to be a safe place and all these things, you just tend to put it back on them. And you tend to say, well, if you didn't do that, then we wouldn't be here. And it's your fault. And you just do this blaming thing, right? It just comes out of you. And this is the pattern that you're in, which then causes your spouse to get defensive at you and blows up at you maybe, or withdraws and pulls away more. Okay. Let's say that's the pattern that you're in this example. So what we would do is we would show you here, when the next opportunity, when your spouse confronts you about something or talks to you about something, we're going to shift that pattern. So instead of blaming them and going into this role that you have been in, we're going to take a deep breath and we're going to ask them, what do you mean by that? Okay. We're going to get curious and we're going to increase some understanding. Okay. We're going to put aside the habit of blaming and turning things on them and defensiveness. And we're going to turn that into some curiosity. And in this way, we will interrupt that pattern. And when we interrupt that pattern, your spouse is going to be like, whoa, that feels different. They don't normally talk to me like this. Like, where is this defensive person that's always accusing me of everything, right? And it's going to shake them up a little bit and get them to wake up and realize something's different. And we continue to interrupt these patterns so that then they're like, wow, something's really different here. And they stop pulling away more. One of the key parts of having your spouse hit the pause button is really interrupting these patterns as we increase understanding and we take the pressure off. So many times when we are in the pull side of things, there is an immense amount of pressure on the marriage and pressure on that person. Think about demanding. There's an immense amount of pressure. You're demanding I do all these things. Like, there's pressure to work on the marriage. There's pressure to show up in a certain way. There's pressure to make all these changes and meet all your needs, right? Think about when we are manipulating. There's pressure to change. There's pressure to do things, right? Begging, pleading. There's a lot of pressure coming out of desperation and fear. And even in freezing, there's amount of pressure and tension going on in the marriage. The dynamic between you guys, have you experienced this, right? This is something that we can feel when we're in it, right? And so what we do is we help our clients take that pressure off and take the pressure off the marriage and take the pressure off the husband, the wife, and take the pressure off of you. So they no longer feel the need to have more space from you. When we take the pressure off and we create the space, that is a powerful environment to allow them to consider the pause button and to then hit the pause button. Okay. They don't consciously know they're doing it, but now they feel safe to have a space to think things through, to take some deep breaths and to look at what's really going on. Okay. So as we take the pressure off, as we increase understanding towards them through these pattern interrupts, these will get your wife's or your husband's attention and get them to consider the possibility of staying. Okay. So how can we have your spouse hit the pause button in the next 1 to 2 weeks? Okay. Now, remember that I talked about the pull side of things, right? That instinct to want to manipulate or beg or go into desperation or freezing, right? And there is a biological reason why these things happen. And I want you to know that it is not your fault that you have not been able to do these things on your own. What happens is that biologically, our brain is trained to watch out for threats and trauma, okay? So what happens is that when your spouse says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, when you find out they are having an affair, when they say, I want out, I want a divorce, when they take off their wedding ring, when they don't come home at night, when you have a big blow up, right? This is an emotional trauma. And what happens inside your brain is it immediately goes into stress mode and your brain starts pumping out cortisol. It starts pumping out epinephrine and all of these stress hormones. They just flood your body, right? And they cause you to go into fight, flight, or freeze mode. And in this mode, what happens in our brain is that almost all the blood flow goes to that fight, flight, or freeze mode mechanism. And it almost completely reduces the blood flow to the reasoning part of our brain, the part where we can make conscious, deliberate choices from our higher self. Okay. We become a little bit like animals, and emotionally, you just cannot help but get into fear. Now, this is a mechanism that our brain and our body have to protect us from pain, to protect us from threats. And it has served us very well in many, many ways. And, you know, it served us very well eons ago or whatever, you know, thousands of years ago when we lived on like the savannah and we had to worry about a lion. Our brain needed to know if there was a lion. And so these things were programmed into our brains to help protect us. But now our brain actually doesn't know the difference between a lion or your spouse. Okay. So even though there isn't a physical threat here, usually, right, our brain responds in the exact same way. And so we get into this fearful fight, flight, or freeze mode. It is all about protecting self. We go into demanding, pleading, acting out of desperation, right? Freeze mode, all of these things, because our brain is designed to help protect us. These do not serve us, however, when we are trying to solve our marriage situation and have our spouse want to be with us, right? So we start reacting in these low value ways. We react out of instinct, and that ends up only pushing our spouse away more. And this whole process can lead to really intense emotional distress and even physical pain. In fact, I bet that many of you can feel this in your body right now. You can feel it. It feels like being stabbed in the heart. Let me know in the comments, like, where do you feel it right now? Is it like a stabbing in your heart? Does it feel like a boulder just sitting on your shoulders? Like the weight of the world is just pressing down on you. Is it anxiety and tightness in your stomach? I often talk to people and they're like, I was sick. Like I was like physically sick. Like I was going to vomit for days when I first found out about this. Or is it like tension or pinching and tightness in your mind or your forehead? You just can't figure this out. You just don't understand what's happening. You don't know what to do. So your body gives you signals that you are in this state, this biological response, the fight, flight, or freeze mode in response to this emotional trauma. All right. You guys understand? Love to hear your comments and see your experience with this. Okay. So what happens is that if you rely on your instincts right now, there is no way you can expect to be in a clear-headed manner to draw your spouse back to you. It's just not even physically an option, right? And this is where most people fail to ever salvage their marriage. And more couples do end up getting divorced. Have you guys seen this? Are you making the connection? Can you see that when people get into emotional trauma in their marriage, that they go into these instinctual behaviors to try to protect themselves? And that is where they stay. They stay there. They don't know how to get out. They don't know how to choose anything different. And it is not their fault. If only they knew the good news that you are learning now, that there is a better way of doing things. And you do not have to do this alone. You do not have to risk relying only on your own biological instincts. You do not have to risk losing them forever. Okay? So we have created this scientifically proven four-step process. It has the highest success rate of any program out there. And we have helped save over 15,000 marriages now, which is amazing. And we're so grateful because it works. And what it does is it takes you from where you are. Point A, you're broken, unhappy, you're distant, you're unsure of what to do. You can't focus at work and they keep pulling away more. To point B, where you want to go, where you are back together with your spouse, where you are crazy in love more than ever before, and you have a healthy foundation to support that for life. And you learn how to stop unintentionally pushing your spouse further away, and you learn how to pull them back to you naturally and beautifully, okay? Where they actually want to be with you, where they are choosing you, where they love you for who you really are, where they accept you for who you really are, which is what you actually want at the end of the day. Am I right? You don't want them to come back to you when you are begging them, when you are manipulating them, when you are pleading, and when you are freezing. Because if they do, they're coming back to you for the wrong reasons. You want them to love you for who you really are and to choose you, not because of any of these behaviors that you kind of manipulated them or coerced them into coming back to you. It will not last and it will not be sustainable and it is not what you actually want. But again, that is what your own biology guides you to. So let's overcome the biology, the instincts, and learn how to draw them to you so they want to be with you. One of the beautiful things about working with so many clients is that their spouse chases after them. It's a turning point, right? Wants to be with them. And we'll share that more with you next week as we talk about step two, where your spouse is going to be taking steps towards you. But the first step is to hit that pause button. And that is why it is so important to have guidance from an expert. So you know what will work and what will not. And so you will not be left to your own biological instincts that will backfire. They will be ineffective. They will have you continue to react out of fear. And so you can choose to learn these things and choose to do them in a new way. I've said it before here, I'm going to say it again, but one of my favorite sayings is that you cannot read the label when you're inside the bottle. We are all inside the bottle of our own marriage. We are so close to it. We are so emotionally caught up in it that we cannot see it clearly for what it is. And that is why it takes someone from the outside, an expert who knows how to read the bottle, how to diagnose exactly what's going on here, and prescribe the exact treatment plan to get you to the results that you want. So my friends, would you like your marriage to be assessed by an expert, to have an expert read the label on your bottle? If so, leave a comment, say yes. I want my marriage assessed, or just yes, me, if that's too long to write out. But yes, I want my marriage assessed by an expert. Yes, I want the assessment. Yes, please. And we will reach out to you. We'll respond to every single comment and get you that assessment. This is a free assessment that we offer you as a resource to help you understand what's really going on and to explore how our coaching with our four-step process can get you to that end result where your spouse wants to be with you. You have a deeper level of connection and they commit to you for life. Okay, so just leave a comment now if you want that. Awesome. Now, I would love to know if you found this helpful. If you want your spouse to hit that pause button, okay? If you're watching us later on YouTube, I encourage you to give us a thumbs up and subscribe if you want to see how we help couples go from broken and on the verge of divorce to happy and thriving. I also encourage you guys to join our Thriving Marriage Facebook group. I'm streaming it live for you guys. I've loved all your comments. I've loved interacting with you guys. And join our Thriving Marriage Facebook group so you can get all the inside tip and help that we give there. And speaking of our Thriving Marriage Facebook group, we have super exciting changes coming. We're going to give more support, more resources than we ever have before to help our community members inside our Thriving Marriage Facebook group. Our mission is to help heal 1 million marriages. Okay. And so this is an amazing place to come and take part of that so that you can get your spouse back and you can have a truly thriving marriage. So if marriage is important to you, if it is sacred to you, if it matters to you, then this is the place to be to make that happen. And to launch all of these exciting fun things, we're going to be doing a fun contest with you starting next week where you can enter to win over $500 of marriage coaching and prizes. So that's going to be super fun. It's going to be a bit of a Halloween theme right off the bat, and it's going to be awesome to help you get results in your marriage right away with our daily challenges. So if you want in on that contest, then comment better marriage baby. Okay. I want a better marriage baby. Comment that and put it right here, right now. So if you enter, better marriage baby, then you'll be entered to our contest for a chance to win again over $500 of marriage coaching and prizes. And everyone who comments now early, this is early, I'm giving you guys an insider peek. You guys will get a bonus entry into the contest before it even starts. So thank you guys so much for joining me today. And next week, we're going to be live here again in the Thriving Marriage. And we're going to share with you how to get your spouse to chase after you. So let's make it happen. In 1 to 2 weeks, your spouse is going to hit that pause button. They will no longer be pulling away from you more. And the next step is to have them come chasing after you. So thank you guys so much for joining me today. My heart, my love, my appreciation flows out to you. I cannot wait to see your marriage thrive.
Thanks for listening to The Thriving Marriage, your A to Z blueprint for not just surviving marriage, but thriving. Until next time, my friends, thrive on.